AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donoghue. British Prime Minister David Cameron says it's not certain yet, but it's a strong possibility a terrorist bomb brought down a Russian jet in Egypt.
If it is the case, we can't be sure, but if it is the case, it's more likely than not a terrorist bomb on that plane. And my job is to take the right action.
Cameron says he is grounding all British flights to and from the Sinai Peninsula. Russian and Egyptian officials say talk of terrorism is premature speculation at this point. British Airlines, Monarch and EasyJet say they will fly to the Sinai Peninsula tomorrow to bring stranded British tourists back. Doctors Without Borders says wounded Taliban fighters were treated in an Afghan hospital that was bombed by U.S. forces last month, but there were no armed men there and no fighting in the area. The bombing killed 30 people, including doctors and patients. The U.S. military has said the attack was a mistake. Julian Hernandez's mother in Alabama heard the news. She was waiting to hear for 13 years. Her son has been found.
She had been through so many false claims. She'd been through chasing leads for 13 years, and she just was kind of apprehensive, but real excited and glad that he was found safe and doing well.
Lieutenant Johnny Evans is with the Vestavia Hills Police Department in Alabama. Julian Hernandez is now 18 and was found in Ohio with his father. They were living under assumed names. He was discovered because of a problem with his Social Security number when applying to colleges. The House passed a bill to continue transportation programs for 6 years with no significant increase in spending.
This is a good start. It's a glimpse of how we should be doing the people's business. But we still have a ways to go.
Speaker Paul Ryan says the bill cuts waste and creates jobs. The White House and state houses across the country wanted more. They say the nation's roads, bridges, and transit systems are falling apart. This is AP Radio News. Wall Street stocks are lower. The Dow is down about 15 points. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is running ads in Iowa.
If the people of Iowa vote for me, you'll never be disappointed. I don't disappoint people.
Trump says there will be more ads.
I wanted to do the ads. I'm putting them in Iowa, in South Carolina, in New Hampshire, and, you know, hopefully they're going to be good ads. And it's time for me to start advertising a little bit.
Donald Trump was on NBC's Today Show. He added the ads are not a sign. He's feeling the heat from his opponents. The class of 2015 at the Toy Hall of Fame in Rochester, New York, includes the Super Soaker, Puppets, and Twister.
Left hand red.
Left hand red.
Left.
Right.
Yellow.
Blue.
Green.
Yeah, Twister.
Twister is still made today. It made the players the game pieces. The game struggled in the 60s, but Sears and Roebuck determined Twister was too racy for its 1966 catalog. I'm Ed Donoghue, AP Radio News.